Now we come to a peculiar type of American song known as the football fight song. I'm not going to attempt to explain to you the American game of football. That particular bit of Americana has never been satisfactorily explained to me. But I will go so far as to say that although you do have a game here which is roughly comparable to our football, at least in the sense that it is equally pointless, you do not, I believe, have any counterpart to our football fight song, and it is with that aspect of the problem that I propose to deal. Many years ago, during my undergraduacy, there used to be these long, long Saturday afternoons in the autumn with nothing to do. The library was closed. Just waiting around for the cocktail parties to begin. Some of us used to wander over to the, I believe it was called the stadium, to see what might be going on there. And on occasions like this, one did come to realize that the football fight songs, which one hears in comparable American stadia, have a tendency to be somewhat uncouth and even violent. And that it would be refreshing, to say the least, to find one that was a bit more genteel. And here it is, dedicated to my own alma mater and called Fight Fiercely, Harvard. Fight fiercely, Harvard! Fight, fight, fight! Demonstrate to them our skill. Albeit they possess the might, nonetheless we have the will. How we will celebrate our victory, we shall invite the whole team up for tea. How jolly! Hurl that spheroid down the field and fight, fight, fight. Fiercely, Harvard, fight, fight, fight. Impress them with our prowess, do. Oh, fellows, do not let the crimson down. Be of stout heart and true. Come on, chaps, fight for Harvard's glorious name. Won't it be peachy if we win the game? Oh, goody, let's try not to injure them, but fight, fight, fight. Let's not be rough, though. Fight, 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 and do fight fiercely. Fight, fight, fight. I mentioned before that there is no direct Australian counterpart to that type of song, and in pointing up these differences between the American and Australian cultures, I should add that I have been surprised at how similar the American and Australian ways of life are. I hope you won't take offense at that. Some countries do, you know. Naturally, there are many basic differences. For example, in Boston, Massachusetts, on the outskirts of which I live and which is one of the oldest cities in the United States, it is considered a matter of great pride for one to be able to claim that he is descended from the original settlers. Such, I gather, is not the case here. While I'm on this general subject, I should be frank and say that there are many respects in which you are definitely years behind us. For example, your divorce rate, your juvenile delinquency rate, your mental illness rate are all shockingly low compared to ours. I do feel that you will have to put your shoulders to the wheel if you intend to catch up to our degree of civilization.